804. Good morning. It's Vinny and Nikki, and the holidays are all about giving. And you may have heard us talk about this a few weeks ago. We were talking about surprising a very deserving Montreal family in need. And we got so many emails, and it was so hard to choose a family.
It's the hardest thing in the world to narrow it down to help just one family. But the outpouring of love and support from everybody in Montreal, the donations were completely overwhelming.
Incredible. And last Wednesday, the entire Beat crew, we went to surprise a family. And finally, we can reveal who that family was.
Yes. Okay, so we got an email from Tess, who wanted to nominate her friend Amber. And this is the email. It says, Amber is someone I've had a friendship with for a long time. 7 years ago, she met someone who she believed was going to be her soulmate for life. He was from Gaspé, living in Montreal. And one day, she decided she wanted to move back to Gaspé. So my friend up and left with him. She spent 6 years in Gaspé trying to have a new life with him and her two kids. Last year, after a few years of struggling to stay with him, she couldn't take the verbal abuse and feeling closed off from the world. She decided to move back to Montreal with her kids and leave him in Gaspé. I drove there to get her. Amber and her kids moved to Montreal with just a trunk full of stuff. She stayed with me for about 6 months before being able to find an apartment. She moved in with just her trunk full of belongings and two blow-up mattresses for her kids. Over the last year, she has slowly built up on getting a few things for her apartment. She managed to get a free washing machine and dryer from the landlord that another tenant left behind. She also managed to take someone's used futon to use for herself as a bed. We found a bed on Facebook that someone was giving away, and I gave her what I could to help her. She doesn't work. She's currently attending school that she's paying for by herself and hopes to gain an education so one day she can have a career. She struggles every day to provide for her kids and always goes without to always make sure that her kids have what they need. Amber is a kind person who does not always think of herself. She helps me with babysitting, and in return, I help make sure that her kids have dinner some nights. This year for Christmas, Amber has no help. She can't find somewhere to put her name in for a Christmas basket, and she's still trying to help to find herself a better situation. She's a well-deserving candidate to receive help, as I'm sure a lot of people are, but I believe she deserves a little light in her dark days. I think someone like this would bring a little joy in her life and remind her what she is fighting for and why she is going forward in school.
You know, just reading this, I'm getting emotional because, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. Just being there that day, it was an eye-opening experience for all of us.
Absolutely. And you remember we're all human, and some people have to fight a little bit harder to even feed their children.
And we did speak to Tess, her best friend, who nominated her right before we got the family's reaction.
I nominated Amber because she's one of my best friends. She was going through a tough time back in Gaspé. She wanted to come back to Montreal. I went and got her. And, you know, so here we are.
Moms who are best friends trying to do what they can with what they have, trying to make do and do the absolute best that you can for your beautiful children.
Yep, that we are. I can't wait to see their faces.
I know.
And let me tell you, it got emotional when we surprised that family.
So emotional. Tess was emotional. Amber obviously was emotional. We were all emotional. Amber had been through a lot in a verbally abusive relationship in Gaspé. Tess went up there and got her and her two kids. All that she owned fit in the trunk of a car. She said when she first moved into her place after 6 months of living with a friend, she finally found somewhere that she could afford to live. And they moved in with a trunk full of things and a couple of air mattresses for the children.
So the entire crew here at the Beat 92.5, just to tell you a bit of how it worked, we had Tess meet us there at about 10:30 at the apartment. We knew Amber and her kids were getting home at 4.
Yes.
So we had about 5.5 hours to prepare the entire place.
To decorate, to wrap gifts. So many gifts. An unbelievable amount of gifts.
It was incredible. We even replaced the tree with a new one.
Yeah.
Decorations everywhere. A ton of gifts, as you mentioned.
Lots of food. Yeah, they're going to have an amazing Christmas meal.
And we were just anticipating that moment until they got home. We got word, okay, they're going to be here in 10. They're going to be here in 5. And then finally, the family walked in and they saw decorations and trees everywhere. And here's how they reacted.
One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my God. Oh, there's more people. Oh my God.
Those are her kids, by the way, Justice and Abigail.
They're the sweetest and smartest kids. I heard Abigail doesn't get a mark under 90 at school. They were just so personable, so kind, and so polite, and just amazing human beings.
And we spoke to them after and asked them how they were feeling about all this.
Overwhelmed.
Excited. Okay. You've been through a lot, I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you came back here to sort of rebuild your life, start over.
Basically everything from start over. We came back with just my kids and
buy clothes.
Has it been challenging?
Oh my God, yes. Because when I first came down too, like I came without a plan. Like I just came and I was living with a friend.
And you see how hard your mom's been working and how much it's been.
Yeah, that is, it's a lot. I really appreciate it so much. Oh my God, thank you.
Really puts things into perspective though, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. When you realize, and like we received so many emails, and when you realize that there are people who day after day get up and the only thing they can really worry about is survival.
Yeah.
How am I going to feed my kid? How am I going to make sure that my heat is turned on? How am I going to make sure that they have clean and warm clothing to go to school? It's just, it's really eye-opening when you think about it. And it really makes you see the importance of community and the importance of helping people out. I mean, seeing the support that Amber got from her best friend Tess is just something that you don't see all the time anymore. They get up every day and they're friends who live streets apart, but they're a team and they look out for each other and each other's children. And it's just, they're going through such a hard time, but it really is so inspiring.
And it was nice to see Montreal step up, a sense of community. A lot of people reached out to us. I want to give them, people just wanted to give them money.
Yeah,
right? They had toys on around, clothes.
Our friend Harley Monty donated $500 for them. And he said the kids got to get $50 each. And Justice was like, $50?
Right?
He was freaking out.
You know, it was nice to see kids very appreciative of even little things. Sometimes kids get a lot today. And he got, what was it, like a t-shirt.
His
was freaking
new jacket.
Out.
Right. Like, Amber sent us a picture and he's wearing his new jacket and his new backpack to school, and his year has just been made completely.
By the way, we got the video. It just launched on our Facebook page. Go check it out, the Beat 92.5. We got to thank all of our amazing listeners and the amazing partners that helped us with this. Okay, Dormez-vous gave 2 full-size Sealy Posturepedic Optimum Eton mattresses, frames, and pillows. Thank you, Dormez-vous, for
amazing.
That. Oh my God, Amir stepped up. A flat-screen TV. Tempt Brands gave gifts to Abigail Jean's T-shirts, sweaters, purses, Justice, an Under Armour shirt, sweatshirt, baseball cap, backpacks, a $250 gift card for your Christmas dinner at Adonis, Christmas tree and lights from Danson Decor, tree decorations from Bouclair, tableware, family games from Party Expert, Spa Station 5, who you know very well, Nikki, they stepped up too, gave
they
gifts to both
up,
kids.
They stepped up, gave them all kinds of products and services.
It was nice to see Artisan stepped up as well, Coffee and Couture, Domino's fed us during the day, they also fed the family, thank you Domino's, and a special thank you to Madalena Bacardi, who donated the Christmas gifts on behalf of her late son, Matthew Pistacchio. Every year, she donates on behalf of her late son, and she donated Abigail a makeup kit, stocking, also Justice, a Canadian flag and blanket, mom's gifts, a whole dinnerware set. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Merci.
Thank you to everyone. And we're still getting messages and emails from people offering to help. And Amber was pretty emotional, and she said she's a pretty shy person. And she was, I mean, when she first got home, she didn't want to get out of the car.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know what's going on here. She's shy, but she did send us a Facebook message. She said, hello to everyone at the Beat 92.5. I just wanted to say thank you so much to you guys again for everything that you did for me and my kids. No words can express how thankful and grateful that we all are for everything. She said, just as everything was starting to feel as it was all coming crashing down on me, this happened. And things like this never happened to me. So for this, I will be forever thankful and grateful. To everyone who had the helping hand and putting a smile on my kids' face this Christmas, thank you so much. This truly was a Christmas miracle that I will never forget. Thank you. From Amber, Abigail, and Justice. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my family to yours.
You're making me cry now.
I can deal with it.
You can check the video. It's up on our Facebook page at the Beat 92.5. It's nice to see people coming together.
To see people coming together. And I also, I mean, afterward, I called all of my best friends. And I'm like, make sure your children know how lucky they are, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. So check out the video. It's at the Beat 92.5. And a big, big thank you and merci from all of us and the entire crew at the Beat. And we are looking back at 2017.